Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are all supposed to be wearing face masks when out in public. In fact, that's the case up and down California. It is supposed to be mandatory. But to the best of our knowledge, no one in the state has yet been ticketed or arrested for refusing to put a face mask on. That, however, might be changing in West Hollywood, where they are seemingly putting some teeth into face mask enforcement. Joining us now is Edward Ramirez, who is a captain of the West Hollywood L.A. County Sheriff Station. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's take this hypothetical. I'm walking through the streets of West Hollywood. I'm looking maybe for something to eat. The sun is shining. I'm breathing in fresh air.
Do you have a mask on?
No, I don't have a mask on. And all of a sudden, one of your cars comes right up beside me. Walk me through what is supposed to happen.
Okay. It won't be one of my regular patrol cars. It will be one of my specialized teams. I have a community impact team, a team of a lieutenant, two sergeants, and 10 deputies that will be the ones to contact you. This is a handpicked group of folks by me who are very well versed in dealing with the public. They are an incredibly diplomatic group. They're the group we choose to, or I have chosen to work with our restaurants, with our bars, with our hotels. They work as alcohol liaison officers with those businesses, and they will be the ones talking to you, and they will ask you if you have a mask, and if you have a mask, we would advise you or ask you to please put it on. If you didn't have a mask, we have masks available for you. What this law or what this rule would entail is for those who absolutely refuse to wear a mask, and you're still going to have the option of either choosing to leave the city of West Hollywood or we're going to issue a citation. And the citation is going to be an administrative citation. It's not going to be a criminal citation. It's an administrative citation utilizing a West Hollywood municipal code. And that citation would be for the first offense is $250 plus a fee of $50 for a total of $300. We hope to not have to do that. We've had incredible success to date since this the governor's order went into effect. We have not written one citation in the city of West Hollywood, and we hope that through education and through persuasion, we will do the exact same thing that we've been doing.
Okay, so let's say I argue it out with you and I don't wear the mask and you write me the ticket, and I just don't pay it. What happens to me?
Well, then that goes into, as with anything else, it'll more than likely go into arrears, and then it'll more than likely be reported to your credit report, and much along the same lines of you not paying a bill.
Now, what about people who, some of them will be legitimate, who will say, I for health reasons, I just can't wear a mask. And my understanding is throughout the state, those people are legitimately exempt. But you and I know that there are going to be people who might take advantage of that and say, oh, I got this, I got that, I got the other thing. I'm exempt. My doctor says, I just cannot wear a mask. So how do you handle that one?
Well, As always, we'll do our best to enforce all laws without bias, using good judgment and good common sense.
Where did this come from? Was it you guys saying it's time to start writing some citations? Was it the West Hollywood City Council saying, hey, we contract with you, could you start bringing tickets in? Where was the genesis of this?
Well, one of the things I can tell you is the city of West Hollywood, the sheriff's department here in West Hollywood works very, very well with our city council, with our mayor, with our public safety director, and our city manager. And we talk on a regular basis, if not daily. We've been discussing COVID for the better part of 100 days now. And part of that conversation is, are we writing any citations? And we have not written them to this date. That said, the conversation has increased in the last week or so with the uptick in both positive tests and the deaths in the state of California. And we almost feel like we're taking a step backwards. And we don't want to take that in the city of West Hollywood. We have folks here who visit, who live, who work in West Hollywood. We have a large elderly population. And quite frankly, we have a population who has compromised immune systems. And we don't want to put these folks at risk. And we respectfully, this is our way of asking our community to please wear a face mask while they're in public in an effort to control, number one, the spread of the virus, but most importantly, to keep everybody healthy and not spread this disease any further.
Now, what about members of your own department? I've seen plenty of people from the L.A. County Sheriff to LAPD to, you name the police department, frankly, but I've seen many of them without masks, walking around, they're not doing anything particularly urgent that would perhaps interfere with their breathing, and that sets a bad role model, I think you would agree.
No, absolutely. I do agree. And quite frankly, people have sent in pictures and whatnot of my deputies dining and having lunch and not having face masks on or engaged in casual conversation without their face mask outside of the public. And I've addressed that. But most certainly with this new order, every deputy within the station of or assigned to the city of West Hollywood has been instructed to have their face mask on at all times, including well inside the station itself.
Edward Ramirez, captain of the West Hollywood LA County Sheriff's Station.